And news time is 7:08, or 7:07, excuse me. In local news this morning, a Valley Springs woman lost her life. Two Calaveras men were arrested for DUI following a three-vehicle accident Sunday just before 8:30 in the evening. According to the San Andreas Highway Patrol, Donald Jackson of Wallace and Dusty Jackson of Valley Springs driving their vehicles north on Pettinger Road, north of Messing Road. Chelsea Lund was driving southbound on Pettinger, approaching the two in oncoming vehicles. Donald Jackson illegally passing Dusty Jackson over double yellow lines went directly into the path of Lund's vehicle. Due to his level of intoxication, Donald Jackson failed to safely pass and collided head-on with Lund's vehicle, then collided with Dusty Jackson's vehicle. Lund was transported to Mark Twain Medical Center and pronounced deceased. Her passengers, Dylan Birch of Lockford and 8-year-old Caden Lund, also of Valley Springs, were life-flighted to UC Davis Medical Center for treatment of moderate to major injury. Further investigation at the scene resulted in Donald and Dusty Jackson both being arrested for felony DUI. Donald Jackson additionally charged with gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. And alcohol was a primary factor in the collision. The collision is under investigation. And three suspects in custody after a crime of opportunity led deputies throughout the county hot on their trail. It all started in the Pioneer area Saturday night when a woman reported her purse stolen from an unlocked vehicle outside a home. Deputies were told her credit card was used at Pine Grove Stage Stop about an hour prior to the victim reporting the theft. And after reviewing surveillance footage at the business, deputies were able to get a description of three suspects and their vehicle. A countywide Be on the Lookout was broadcast. And a short time later, the vehicle was located at the Jackson Rancheria Casino by the casino surveillance and security team. And deputies learned the vehicle was stolen from the Antioch area. One woman and two men were apprehended at the scene. The suspects were also found to be in possession of other stolen property. All three booked into the county jail on multiple felonies. The investigation continues. The Amador Sheriff Office thanks the Jackson Rancheria and Pine Grove Stage Stop for their assistance in solving the case. And they also send out the reminder, always lock your vehicle. Well, the Amador County Sheriff Office, in collaboration with Ione Police, Sutter Creek, and Jackson Police, will conduct an active shooter drill at each of the comprehensive high schools in Amador County during winter break, as school is not in session. The all-day drills are scheduled for tomorrow at Amador High School and January 2nd at Argonaut. Participants will include voluntary school staff, voluntary students in 11th or 12th grade with parent permission, school leaders, and law enforcement. The purpose is to practice procedures and provide recommendations for further school safety preparation and safety planning. According to Amador Sheriff Martin Ryan, training and collaboration between our schools and first responders is critical to a coordinated and effective response to an event we pray will never occur. Amador School Superintendent Dr. Slavinsky added, "This is a great opportunity for us to continue our collaboration with our local law enforcement agencies and ensure our schools are as prepared as possible for an unimaginable event such as this." Now, for more information about the drills, contact the Sheriff's Office at 223-6500 or the school district, 257-5334. And East Bay Mud now taking reservations for the 2019 Eagle Viewing Tours. For many years, East Bay Mud has conducted public boat excursions on its reservoirs each winter in search of bald eagles and other birds and wildlife. The tours will be held at Pardee and Comanche reservoirs Saturday, January 12th and the 26th with morning or afternoon tours. The tours are led by East Bay Mud Rangers on pontoon boats, and there are a limited number of seats and waitlist spots available, so reservations are required. Participants under 18 must be accompanied by an adult. To make reservations, call 772-8204. Again, 772-8204. And Sutter Amador Hospital offering a safe sitter course for students in grades 6 through 8, Saturday, January 5th, at the hospital campus. Registration deadline is December 28th. That's this Friday. The course provides hands-on practice and life-saving techniques to young teens who are home alone, watching younger siblings, or babysitting, so they're equipped and prepared with the skills and confidence to act in an emergency. They'll learn basic first aid and infant and child choking rescue, plus CPR. Students also receive instruction on how a child's age affects how to care for him, how to prevent problem behavior, and how to run their own babysitting business. Students who graduate from a Safe Sitter course receive a completion card demonstrating they know how to use these skills in real-life situations. The cost is $40. Call 223-7478 to register. And that's local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. From the KVGC Newsroom, for Jim, I'm J.D. Geedy reporting.
Thank you, J.D., and remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.